In the latest news from Somalia, Islamists and pro-government soldiers shelled each other in a second day of violent battles. Fighters from the Somali Islamic Courts Council have now surrounded the interim government's base in Baidoa, cutting off all supplies to the area from the capital, Mogadishu. The UN Security Council this week unanimously approved a controversial resolution backing deployment of peacekeepers to stave off conflict between the Ethiopian-backed government and CISS fighters. Apostolic Administrator for Mogadishu, Archbishop Giorgio Bertin, says the escalation in fighting is due to the resolution, and he also says that the fighting will spread.
There is definitely the possibility that these fightings will extend also to the central northeastern part of Somalia, where there are the forces of Islamic courts facing the forces of so-called Puntland, which is in a certain way allied to the transitional federal government. We should not forget that, in fact, the president of the transitional federal government is coming from that area of Somalia. Of course, there is the possibility of more open fightings also with Ethiopian troops, which are definitely present in Somalia.